then Prince Charles did the weather. I hope you like that. He's finally got a job. Give him a job. Let him go work for the Met Office. It's his office. Oh, no, they're run by the Ministry of Defence. How's that work? The weather station is run by the Ministry of War? Oh, well, that's what happens when you do that. So now we're going to the next show with Andy. I just stopped the tunes. So here you go, Andy. It's up to you. Sorry, mate. I dropped you right in it there. Just hit whatever. CD2, CD3. This is the end of the world news saying goodbye. Have we got anything? Thank you.
good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Andy. I'm, of course, following up Andy, who just did End of the World News. And I'm going to be around for the next hour or so, just playing a random assortment of songs for you today. What you just heard to open the show was a band called The Dirty Three. Actually, an older band. They've been around since, I believe, the early 90s or so. Just came out with a new album this year, and it is called Toward the Low Sun. And that song was called Rising Below. It's an album I've been into lately. Been playing it a lot. Very good. Warren Ellis is part of the group. I may have heard of him from work that he's done with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He's done a few movie scores and lots of interesting stuff. He's playing violin on that album. Very fascinating guy. Now I've got a couple songs lined up from another artist that recently I've kind of fallen in love with. Went and saw this guy last Saturday. He played at the Biltmore here in Vancouver. His name is Willis Earl Beale. And as far as I'm concerned, he is the next big thing. This guy is fascinating. Awesome live show. He's got a great voice, kind of a soul voice, which doesn't come through as much on the album. The album's a very strange, eclectic mix of lo-fi, I don't know, ramblings. Anyway, this guy's fascinating. I'm going to play a couple tracks from his album. His album is called Acousmatic Sorcery. And again, this is Willis Earl Beale. I'm going to play Evening's Kiss and Sambo Joe from the Rainbow from his new album. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Consciousness and awaken ashore, I will never complain. street lamp, looking off into the night. When the haze descends, silence begins, and we smile while it's blue. Sambo Joe from the rainbow, emerge from the clouds so low. Pull me up from the river to the visceral sky tonight. Grandma turns on the fan while I'm floating on the ground. Stable bitches flash their teeth and bite me with love tonight. Fiery O's in my pockets, trying to find the way. Smoking happy on the bridge with the harp chords tonight. Sambo Joe from the rainbow, emerge from the clouds so low. Pull me up from the river to the visceral sky tonight. Telling tales of lust to the vagrants, slumber happy in the factories vacant, baking crazy in the upper room with oatmeal tonight. Sambo Joe from the rainbow, emerge from the clouds so low. Pull me up from the river to the visceral sky tonight. Sambo Joe from the rainbow. From the rainbow, from the rainbow.
CITR and the Rickshaw are proud to present Dixie's Death Pool, May 19th. After a lengthy hiatus from live performance, CITR and Discorder's favorites, Dixie's Death Pool returns to the stage in support of their new album, The Man with the Flowering Hands. Performing at the Rickshaw with dream pop stars, shimmering stars, and the psych rock sensation's Dirty Spells. Tripping out is made easy with live video manipulation by Merlin. That's Dixie's Death Pool, Shimmering Stars, and Dirty Spells, May 19th at the Rickshaw.
May is Asian Heritage Month, so don't miss out on these cool events going on in your community.
May 6th, the National Asian Heritage Month Video Conference hits Vancouver. This event is located in the video conferencing studio at UBC and runs from noon to 2 p.m. This second national video conference linking Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal is themed, What Are We Mutating To? Admissions to this event are by donation. Later on the evening of May 6th, enjoy a Persian and Flamenco fusion concert at the SFU Woodwards Building in Gastown. May 10th, local playwright C.E. Gachalian will read from his new novel and answer questions from the audience as a part of the Robson Reading Series. Echoes. This event is free, but pre-registration is required. Rounding out the week is Echoes from the Southwest benefit concert at the Richmond Gateway Theater, a special concert to introduce the unique blend of minority music in southwestern China, featuring renowned Haluzi flute soloists from Yunnan Province in China. This is a ticketed event to fundraise for the Kidney Foundation of Canada, and for details, visit bccma.net. For more information on these or any other Asian Heritage Month events, go to exploreasian.org at exploreasian.org.
Alrighty, and welcome back. Again, listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And what you just heard was, well, actually, first of all, what you just heard was talking about Asian Heritage Month. That is, of course, this month in May. So check out, you can go online, various websites, check out different events that are going around on around the city. And throughout the month, we'll have little special features here at the station promoting Asian Heritage Month. Before that, I was playing Willis Earl Beale off of his debut and latest album, Acousmatic Sorcery. It is fantastic, and I've been listening to it a lot lately. Everybody should go check it out. Those two songs were called Evening's Kiss and Sambo Joe from the Rainbow. From here, I'm going to give a little preview of a show that is happening this Saturday night at the Anza Club on down near Maine and 8th or so, maybe Ontario and 8th, somewhere around there. Every second Saturday of every month, they are doing something called Party Heroes, and where they have a few bands playing on their second floor. This Saturday, there's a decent lineup of four bands or so, headlining will be the Gay 90s and Peace. So I'm going to play some tracks from these guys, and also a band called Eating Out is going to be playing on Saturday, and I can't find any music from Eating Out here in the studio, so what I'm going to play is Heavy Chains, because Eating Out is comprised of members of New Sensei and Heavy Chains. It's another project from those guys. They're very busy. And New Sensei, of course, is on the cover of this month's Discorder magazine. So it's all connected here. Again, all these bands are playing at the Anza Club this Saturday night. And I'm going to start off with the Gay 90s off of their latest release. It's called Coming Together, and this is the title track, Coming Together.
Falling apart, and I've been dying to meet like her. She didn't know anything about me. Stood by the pissed on flame. And I woke up on a couch, boiled water for tea, still stuck in my dream. With a taste in my mouth, I couldn't tell if it was reality. And depression came on.
A complicated one right there by Heavy Chains, and name of that one is Insane Pain, and I think that's quite apt as a title for that song. I guess if you're angry or in pain, that'd be a good song to listen to. Anyway, before that was Peace, and Peace reminds me very much of a blend of the Minutemen and Sonic Youth. Seems very obvious to me. I don't know. I think the vocalist there has obvious influences from the Minutemen. The reason I played these bands right before them was the Gay 90s. Is because they are all playing at the Anza Club this Saturday. The doors are at 8 p.m., I believe. Or the show starts at 9. I believe the doors are at 8. Either way, it's $8 at the door, so not very expensive. The Anza just got renovated, the top floor. So if you haven't been yet to check out the new look Anza, you should go this Saturday. There are a few things going on this Saturday. CITR is also sponsoring an event at the Interurban Gallery, which is, of course, right next door to Scratch Records. I believe that is the... is that the Apollo Ghost release? It's something like that. It might be Synthcake. I will figure that out and let you know. So that's going on Saturday. So check it out. It should be exciting. Right now, I am going to move on to a new release from Spencer Krug, who, of course, has done many different projects. He's worked with Frog Eyes. Of course, he's played in Swan Lake with Kerry Mercer and Dan Bejar of Destroyer. He, of course, made his name in his own band, Wolf Parade. And he has a new project called Moonface with Sinai. Sinai is spelled S-I-I-N-A-I. And I don't know why. I'm going to stop rhyming now. And the album is called Heartbreaking Bravery. And I haven't really heard anything off of this. It is, of course, on Jag Jaguar, which is what Swan Lake releases on, and I believe Wolf Parade, when they were together, released on Jag Jaguar. I'm going to play a song called Far Away Lightning. As usual with Spencer Krug, his titles of his songs are very intriguing, so I wasn't sure which one to pick here, but I'm going to go with Far Away Lightning. And after that, we'll see where it goes. I've got some Chains of Love lined up as well. So, for now, this is Moonface with Sinai, Far Away Lightning. Should have woken everybody up who is still sleepy here on this Thursday morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Andy. I'm going to be around here for another 15 minutes or so. You just heard Myths, and off of their LP Myths, and that song is called The Crime. And before that, there's some more. I played a song from the lovely Chains of Love. They just released a full-length LP finally. Or pretty much full-length LP. There's 7 tracks on it. It's called Strange Gray Days, and that was the title track. And before that, as I mentioned before, it was Spencer Krug's new project called Moonface with Sinai, and the song was called Faraway Lightning. From here, not sure where I'm going to go. I do have a request that I am trying to take care of for a song by Bonnie Prince Billy, who I thought had just released a new EP. But I've been looking for it and can't find it, so I might just play one of his old songs. Before that, we're going to hear some promos. First of all, for what is coming up after me. So here you go.
Awesome. Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present the Sims Cake Release Party with guests Winter Mitz and Be Off. Friday, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery, there will be an actual Sims cake to eat. It isn't just for robots. Advance tickets from Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu. Wait. Time to get down and boogie with Sims Cake, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery.
Okay, and so there you go. Interurban Gallery, this Friday. I think I was talking about this earlier and got the dates confused a little bit. So, on Friday, head to the Interurban right next to Scratch for a Synth Cakes release party. And on Saturday, head to the Anza for the show that I've been promoting with Peace, the Gay 90s, Eating Out. And it should be very good. Right now, I'm going to play a song that I just found here in the studio, a new release by a band called The Pygmies. Looks like they are two guys from Calgary, I believe. And this is their new album. I believe it is self-titled. And the song is called Slow Panic. And let's hear it. Yeah. Yep, they are loud. And, whoops, there is a phone call coming in. I'm going to have to let that ring for a second because I'm not very good at multitasking. So whoever's calling, I'm sorry. I apologize. Anyway, that was CITR's very own Weed, at least partly CITR's very own. Hugo, the bass player, is a very important part of the station. And, of course, it is a four-member group. They just went out on tour and are currently having a good time touring. I believe they started here last Thursday or so and headed down to Seattle, I think, and are just going around. So I'm sure that is fantastic. That's their new Gun Control EP. And the song was called Amber. At this point, I've got about, I don't know, 8 minutes or so left. I'm going to take care of a request that I had from my brother. And don't know if he's listening or not, but I'm going to play a song, an old song by Bonnie Prince Billy, a folk artist from America, and I'm going to play Lie Down in the Light. After that, seeing as it is Mother's Day on Sunday, for all of you who were unaware of that, then you are now aware, and keep it in mind that this Sunday, May 13th, is Mother's Day. And for that, I'm going to play some Elvis Presley. And I, only because my mom loves Elvis, so that's how I'm going to do that. Alright, so that'll pretty much take me to the end of my hour. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy. After me is Relentlessly Awesome with Jason Jung, so definitely stick around for that. Sure, he's got a good show lined up. And yeah, have a good weekend, have a great Thursday, and I will possibly talk to you later.
When the sun welcomes us in, and the earth's protective skin fails and peels back face to chin, then we start it all again. Why do you frown? Why do you try? Why don't you lie down in the light? Who's gonna hold my heart? Who's gonna be my own? Who's gonna know when all is dark that she is not this word, beware. My heart's ways are unclear, but a fundamental prayer leaves the evil one stripped bare. Why do you frown? Why do you try? Why don't lie down
in the light. Who's gonna hold my heart? Who's gonna be my own, own, own? Who's gonna know when all is dark that she is not alone? Says that it's all right to be there. Everybody says that it's all right to show. Time and again, one of us falls behind. It's as if we tried to know what we can't really know.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.